now, Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. East of the Rockies. West of the Rockies. If you're in the Rockies, you know the drill. And now, Art Bell.
And thank you, Ross Mitchell, and thank you, America, everyone. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Good night, good day. Ships at sea, in the mountain, to the desert, to the sea, to all of Southern California. A very pleasant good evening. I'm Art Bell, and we are going to rip the lid off of what could be the most controversial and bizarre story, and don't I sound like G. Gordon Liddy, that you've ever heard. Ted Williams. His head has been removed from his body in order to extend his life. That was done by his son at a cryogenics lab in Scottsdale, Arizona. And in a moment, and I really think this is a radio first, in a moment, we will talk with Ted Williams' head. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, it's only a matter of time before terrorists strike again and murder thousands more, and it's also very likely some of the dead will be members of your family. That's why you should try new fire-brewed Stoneham beer. It's a great-tasting lager with a clean, crisp taste, and it's made entirely from your own urine. That's right, no longer will you be without a cold bottle of suds while you're dealing with the deaths of everyone around you. Just pop open a bottle of Stoneham beer and drown your sorrows. Made from the urine of alpine skiers, Stoneham beer is just what you need when Al-Qaeda comes calling. It's new from Peenemann Enterprises.
And now Art Bell.
Thank you, Ross Mitchell. And we have on line one, on our wild card line, the head of Ted Williams. Now, I'm given to understand this is only the head, correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's still Ted Williams.
You are Ted Williams? You consider yourself to be Ted Williams?
Yes. I'm the head, but I'm Ted Williams.
All right, but the body is...
No, the body was cut off. It's not here. I'm the head.
And you're talking to me from...
From inside of a jar at the cryogenics lab. I already talked to your producer about all of this.
I want to be clear. Now, your head was last seen on the body of Ted Williams.
But it was my body. My body.
Am I speaking to the body or to the head?
You're talking to the head. I'm the head. It was my... What, do you want to talk to the body?
I would like to get corroboration from the body.
Well, what are you going to talk to, the ass? Who's going to be talking for the body?
Well, that is a good point. All right, let me just... Can I call you Ted, or should I call you Ted's head?
You can call me Ted. You can call me Ted.
Is this Ted Williams?
Yes. Jesus. You know, Bell, they told me you were thick. But,
All right, well, I just want to be clear. We are listening, and if you look at my website, you'll see the head of Ted Bell, and propped up next to the head, holding it up as a glass, that's a glass of beer, is a cell phone. Propped up against the ear. That is you.
Yes, that's me. I had one of the people here at the lab just prop the phone up because I, you know, I'm just a head right now, but...
All right. Tell me how all of this happened. Tell me how do you feel about being just a head and being cryogenically frozen?
Well, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. What's to like? I'm a head. I don't like it, and I'd just as soon die. I don't need anybody to extend my life.
So you're not interested, Mr. Head?
Will you just call me Ted Williams? You have to call me Mr. Head. Okay?
The Splendid Head?
Not the Splendid Head.
All right, so you are... I hear you're getting ahead in life, by the way.
Okay, one more joke.
I'm sorry, I just had to... I just...
Yeah, one more of those and you're out.
All right, so let me just say, Mr. Williams... that you were cryogenically frozen, and then the head was severed from the body.
Yeah, that's about it. And apparently what they're going to do is try to find whatever killed, the cure for what killed me.
What did kill you?
I was old, you know, and I don't know if they ever find a cure for that, so they can, you know. So I don't know, I just...
By the way, what do you want for your birthday, a hat?
All right, one more... joke like that.
I'm sorry. So explain to me, Mr. Potato Head, what does it feel like?
All right, go straight to the living hell.
Art Bell has been blown off by Ted the Head.
Tom Arbell, and we'll see you tomorrow night with another strange, weird, and entirely predictable tale from beyond. Pardon me, I have to go to the head.